Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on episode number 1360 of the weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about a tongue that is wise, a tongue that is wise. You know, it's been said in the book of Proverbs chapter 15 that a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of fools pour out folly. Have you ever wondered how you would describe the difference between knowledge and folly? I mean, it's not that all small talk or chit-chat is folly. Folly probably falls in the category of things like gossip, or it falls in the things of non-truth-telling. It falls in the part of probably speech that wouldn't be honoring to the Lord. But you think about that. How do we use our words? The writer of Proverbs tells us that our words can bring peace or they can cause conflict. Our words should commend us that we have knowledge, or they will let people know that we're foolish. The Bible has a lot to say about our tongue. I mean, Job 27:4 says, "My lips will not speak falsehood, and my tongue will not utter deceit." I wish I could say that. Psalm 34 says, "Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit." Take note, Chuck. Psalm 66 says, "I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue." That sounds more like it. "My tongue will sing of your word," Psalm 119 says, "for all your commandments are right." And back to the writer of Proverbs in chapter 21, verse 23, "Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble." Oh, my stars. I've said it before on this weekday podcast, if I could keep my mouth from doing any talking, I could stay out of most of my trouble. As you think about these verses, do you think there's areas in your life for you to work on? Because I can tell you there are plenty in mine. If you want to be considered as someone with a wise tongue, we have to follow the examples given in these verses. You know, things like speaking the truth all the time with everybody, keeping our tongue from evil, speaking things that build others up in the Lord, using our tongue to praise and honor God, to sing about Him, to speak about Him, to openly speak about Him in this world, to keep our tongue pure so others might see Christ in us. Wow. Let this verse be how you use your tongue. Listen to what Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." Hey, friend, when I read through that, I have to ask myself this question. Hey, Chuck, how are you using your tongue? Does what you say and how you say it demonstrate that you're wise or you're foolish? Well, James says in chapter 3, verse 17, "But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." Wow. Lord, help us today to allow you to control our tongue. Thank you for the presence of your Spirit that can help me honor you with my words, not just my actions. But God, let my words and my actions be in like step. God, today I want to be a person that is known for wisdom, not foolishness. Would you help me? My friend, maybe today you want to share that with a word of encouragement with a friend, maybe a coworker, maybe a child, maybe a spouse. But would you share this in your social media and let people hear the difference in what it is to have a wise tongue, a tongue of wisdom? Thanks for joining me. I trust that you'll already be getting excited about Easter at Sugar Hill Church. We'll be online to share with you the Monday through Thursday before Easter about the four promises of God, the four cups of the Passover. And then on Good Friday, we'll have a live service at 7 p.m. and we'll also be online with a very special Good Friday service. And then on Easter, there'll be an online service that will start running every hour at 6 a.m. We'll have a 7 a.m. live service outside in the bowl at Sugar Hill, and then a huge community gathering at 10 a.m., once again outside at the bowl at Sugar Hill. And then at 5 p.m., we'll gather together for a special baptism service that's a little more intimate in our worship center at 5 p.m. God bless you, friend. Thanks again for joining me on the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.